is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it is Ian. Also here with us, a special guest.
Pierre
is with us from the Liberty On Tour, libertyontour.com, as they are gearing up, gassing up, getting ready to go. Not quite this soon, but the end of the month, right, Pete? You guys are jetting out in the very beginning of August?
That's correct, yeah.
You'll be going around the country, visiting 13 different cities, and meeting up with all kinds of liberty-oriented folks, and doing more than just meeting up and partying. You'll be actually getting involved in some of the activism that's going on there.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a big misconception. I mean, a lot of folks thought last year with MHD we did a lot of partying. It's true, we had a lot of good times with a lot of people, but it was a lot of work. So that's why Adam and I have been taking the past couple months just to hammer out all the logistics for Liberty on Tour. I'm really excited. We're gonna hit the ground and just we're gonna put out some real good content. So
yeah, it's gonna be great. So people should go now to libertyontour.com and get subscribed to their RSS feed when you get a chance, or bookmark it, however it is that you keep your eyes on websites you enjoy. And of course, we'll keep you up to date here, as we always like having you guys on from the road. I mean, certainly we'll have you on when you're here in Keene, but it's fun to have you on calling in and letting us know what's been going on with your trip around the country. So libertyontour.com. Pete's going to join us here for a portion of the show, maybe in and out a little bit. You've got an interview scheduled or something like that in the midst of the program. So we will talk to you about absolutely anything coming up. Mark, you're going to tell us about something from William Norman Greig. Someone's getting charged for obstructing a police bullet.
My understanding.
But first, let's talk about the police and the military. We've certainly discussed in the past a number of times how the police are becoming militarized, or have become militarized, and are becoming more militarized in this country. And, there's kind of good reason for that, I suppose, in that they recruit from the military. So they are bringing in guys to be police officers who have just left the military. So they're kind of bringing in their military mentality. But beyond that, it's all about getting tough and, cracking down and using military tactics and military equipment. And of course, we also know that the military kind of, once certain equipment gets beyond their usage, they move it on to the police department. So they literally are getting their hands on military equipment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that they would say to in the face of that claim is, well, you know, the gangs out there are getting bigger, tougher, more powerful. They have weapons that are, more militarized, and we, the police departments, need to be able to combat that.
Yeah, and this is at the same time. I mean, you have programs like LEAP, which, ironically enough, is not the law enforcement against prohibition, but law enforcement assistant and partnership strategy. You've had these massive federal grants that have, given money to state and local police departments, usually for about 3 years. And they're able to hire hundreds of thousands of more officers across the country, just further increasing this police state.
Yeah, they just hired some more. I think they hired like four more officers here in Keene, New Hampshire recently with that federal money. So
what you're getting largely, is, in my opinion, is what you're getting when you hire these more police officers on. It's not the guys that would do anything to be a police officer. You're just getting guys that are willing to be a police officer for that level of pay or whatever. When it comes to fire departments, guys have to volunteer sometimes for a year before they can get on and get the sweet, sweet government paycheck.
Hmm.
And I feel that that's just a much better system than what goes on with the cops, where
there'll be some filtering there, yeah.
Yeah, where they just take the military guys that, instead of knowing about the law and caring about the practical applications of the law, they care about following orders.
So we talk a lot, as I mentioned, about the militarization of the police, but not so much about the other way around. And that's the focus of an assistant. Yeah, LA Times, NBC Los Angeles story, which is right now topping our website at freetalklive.com. You, the listener, are welcome to go and suggest things for the show. You can suggest show prep. And then even if it doesn't make it on the air, other listeners get to see it just because it appears on our website. So you can go to freetalklive.com, get yourself a free account, submit things that you think are interesting. Other listeners then vote on them. And the most popular within a window of time are promoted to the front page of our website. So this is the top story at freetalklive.com right now. A tough-talking, muscular Los Angeles police sergeant steadily rattled off tips to a young Marine riding shotgun as they raced in a patrol car to a drug bust. Be aware of your surroundings. Watch people's body language. Build rapport. Marine Lieutenant Andrew Abbott, 23, took it all in as he peered out at the graffiti-covered buildings, knowing that the lessons he learned recently in one of the city's toughest neighborhoods could help him soon in the war against the Taliban in Afghanistan. He said, "People are the center of gravity, and if you do everything you can to protect them, then they'll protect you. That's something true here and pretty much everywhere." I don't know what that means. Abbott was among 70 Camp Pendleton Marines in a training exercise that aims to adapt the investigative techniques that the LAPD has used for decades against violent street gangs to take on the Taliban more as a powerful drug trafficking mob than an insurgency. The Marines hope that learning to work like a cop on a beat will help them better track the Taliban, build relationships with Afghans leery of foreign troops, and make them better teachers as they try to professionalize an Afghan police force beset by corruption.
So I don't know how the LAPD is going to help them with that in particular.
Which part?
The last one. How is the LAPD going to help the United States Army to deal with an Afghan military that is beset by corruption?
Yeah, I don't know. The suggestion is here that if they learn how to be a cop, then they can teach how to be a cop better.
Well, I would agree that that the United States has been using the military more progressively as a policing force rather than a militarized force.
Over in Afghanistan?
Afghanistan, Iraq are both good examples. To some extent, I'd say Bosnia-Herzegovina was another good example. The military is a force of men that kill people and break things. And that's what they do. And if you try to use a force that is trained to do that, to do something else, then you're going to get something else. It's like sending a butcher to grill hamburgers.
Yeah, or you could look at this as just like the next like logical progression for a government. I mean, if you rewind a couple hundred years, maybe nation state versus nation state, they would say it's us versus them, and they would fight and kill their enemy and then take their stuff. But then they realize, hey, we can't get as much stuff if we just like essentially enslave them. They may believe they're free, but they're producing stuff. You know, and that's essentially maybe over there, instead of, you know, trying to wet out the what's clearly violence, they're just trying to pacify people, take their guns, you know, levy taxes, and then, you know, all of a sudden they're running the show over there.
Oh, I don't doubt for a second they're trying to create a Middle Eastern client state. I'm just saying that, you know, what a bad idea the way they've been going about doing it. They're not even doing that right.
Well, they can't really do much of anything right, but nonetheless, let me continue here from NBC Los Angeles. The troops believe they can learn valuable lessons from the LAPD, which has made inroads into communities after highly publicized abuses. From the videotape beating of Rodney King to corruption in the anti-gang unit, their role is to win the hearts and minds of the community, and that's what they did, said Marine Staff Sergeant Brendan Flynn. Now, really... yeah, the idea that the police are like buddy buddy with the community in Los Angeles. I mean, this is so totally. These Marines are only being exposed to the police's side of the story, right? Oh, yeah. After that Rampart Division nonsense that happened back in the 1990s, we really got out there and we showed these people that we care about them by arresting more of them for drug crimes, right? I mean, what has changed in Los Angeles?
I think at one point the DOJ was even threatening taking over LAPD's oversight, as they did with New Orleans at one point.
Recently, wasn't it? I mean, it was in the last few years.
Sure.
Yeah, well, we've done it all the last few years. We've been... really just working with the community and really building inroads. I mean, does anybody believe this crap?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't mitigate or reduce the amount of force that the state still believes that it has over you. They're just trying to dress it up and trying to coerce people to passively, you know, just comply and not question what they're doing.
And you actually went to school for criminal justice.
That's correct.
So you've got some level of experience with the system.
Yeah.
You ever do a ride along, things like that?
Oh yeah, man. I went to school in Minnesota, and if I would have stayed in state, I would have had to do a certain number of hours of ride along. But I did as many ride alongs as I could in state, and then when I knew I was traveling places, I would contact them ahead of time, set up ride along. So I did them everywhere and saw a lot of stuff.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome here. 800-259-9231. More about the policization of the military here in a little bit, kind of the reverse from what we're usually used to seeing happen. And of course, as they train the Marines to act more like cops, well, then it'll be easier for them to just say, well, they're trained as police. We can just use them here in the streets in the United States.
Sure.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those. Including our webcam, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen to the show. Plus, you can chat. We've got our chat room built into the very same page, so do it all for free, of course, at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. .freetalklive.com. By the way, the webcam is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. So we're talking about the police, and they are teaming up with the military, except it's in a bit of a reverse fashion. Normally, we talk about how the military is, or the police is militarizing in that they are getting more military technology and toys and violent things and tactics and things like that. Now it's going in reverse. Now the police are policizing the military. I don't know if that's a word. But now it is. So NBCLosAngeles.com is reporting on what was a week-long exercise, unbeknownst to the public, involving Marines dressed.
Why would you announce that to the public, you know?
Right, and in fact, they didn't even have the Marines in fatigues or anything like that to make it particularly obvious. They were dressed in T-shirts and jeans, observing drug busts, witnessing prostitution arrests, and even following a murder case. It was the largest group of Marines to embed with the city's officers, over 70 Camp Pendleton Marines had this training exercise to help them be better cops, so they can be better cops in Afghanistan, apparently.
Wow.
According to the story here, one of the Marines, Abbott of Long Island, rode with Sergeant Arno Clare, a 16-year veteran with salt and pepper hair who swims up to a mile a day. During their afternoon together, police handcuffed a bus driver moments after he was caught by an undercover officer with $25,000 worth of crack cocaine outside an apartment complex in South Central L.A., a neighborhood long plagued by violent gangs. The tattooed suspect, wearing an earring and baggy shorts, seemed a world away from the ragtag Kalashnikov-toting Taliban fighters, just as the streets of South Central L.A. are from the dusty villages of mud brick houses in Afghanistan. But in many ways, police in L.A.'s crime-ridden neighborhoods use the same skills that Marines say could help them. Marines are in charge of training Afghanistan's army and police, but often have no police experience themselves. Their success in building, they often have no experience at anything. They're fresh out of high school. Their success in building effective police forces is considered key to stabilizing the country and allowing foreign troops to withdraw, which means, of course, they won't have success at stabilizing anything, so they'll be there forever, just like they are still in Japan.
Well, I think that one of the critiques that the Republicans have regarding the withdrawals is pretty accurate. You know, when you give a timetable for withdrawal, and that's basically what's been done in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
Weren't they supposed to be out by like a month ago or something? Like
which that? One?
I mean,
which
I don't
country?
Know. One of them, Iraq. I don't.
Iraq was 2011. There was supposed to be a drawdown.
But I thought mission was already successful.
Right.
Well, it's not successful till we withdraw, and we don't withdraw till 2011, right? But the giving a timetable only gives the people against whom they're fighting a timetable to wait them out, because clearly you don't go head to head with the United States military. Nobody does. It's stupid.
Yeah.
You're going to lose that. So you hit them and move. But why hit them and move if they're going to leave and you have a general idea when they're going to leave? You just go after the Afghani military likely won't be getting paid very much when, you know, once, you know, they're not getting paid much now. They won't get paid much once we leave. You pay them off and you got them in your pocket. No big deal.
Right, right. Yeah. I couldn't help but think when I read things, I try to look at it from different perspectives and try to think, what would somebody coming from another perspective think of this? And what would a conservative think about this? Someone who's like pro-war, like a Rand Paul supporter or something, like when they would say, oh, it's great. These may help our troops get more acclimated to on the ground and how to be better soldiers over in Iraq. But the Constitution that a lot of these people praise and uphold and put on a pedestal, and nowhere would grant, you know, authority. Like, how were these guys paid? There were 70 people, so who paid them? The federal government? The DOD? Like, obviously, that blatantly violates this piece of paper these conservatives and folks, like, put on a pedestal, so...
Yes, but it's our boys in the military, so it doesn't matter.
Right. You know, no constitutional violation too egregious for our guys in the military.
Right.
Is really the way the conservatives think.
Right, and those guys aren't too concerned about, you know, the fact that I think the Constitution says you can only have the military together for 2 years at any given time.
So yeah, that's...
You don't really care about that.
They're budget.
The budget's appropriated for two years.
For 2 years, so that that way the Congress can step down and think about their military appropriations at that
Except
point.
Except for the Navy, I think they had for a, left for a standing Navy.
Let's go to the phones and the fun here. Shane is on the line in Connecticut. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, what you guys were just talking about. In 2007, 2008, when I was in Iraq, we actually had police officers that we shipped from, like, Texas and Nevada or whatnot to teach us actually how to go through houses and search people and search vehicles and everything. I mean, even though, yeah, like, I later realized that what I was doing was complete, you know, and utter stupidity, but we had actually been doing this for a while. And they actually got paid a really, really lot of money. Like, I think it was $200,000 non-taxed, and then they would go home for 30 days, and then they would come back to Iraq, make another $200,000.
Wow, that's
leave.
A lot of money.
Sure, it's easy to pay
yeah,
people.
These guys would do it
prices.
And then retire, basically.
Wow.
Yep. So y'all learned how to be thug cops, basically.
Yeah, basically, to be a bunch of punks, yeah.
So let me ask you this, though. I mean, you said you realized what you were doing at the time was wrong. So what are you doing today? Are you pretty active out there? Are you letting folks know what you saw?
Yeah, actually, I just got another Marine to not re-enlist. So that's, score one for
cool,
the whole
man.
Team,
man. Appreciate it.
So, and I just signed up for FSP. I should be moving up there within the next couple months, like two years early. So, and then
that's fantastic.
From there on, I mean, basically just getting involved as much as possible, kind of redeeming myself to society, you know.
I think you're doing all anybody could possibly think of. I mean, that one, the guy that you got to not sign up again, that's huge, man.
That saved his life.
Yeah,
and the thing is, too, is the way he phrased it on Facebook was like, I'm selling my life to the U.S. government for another 3 years, this and that, and you know, after that, I just went off on him. And this other guy was trying to, you know, stick up for him, saying, you know, like, who am I? I'm not patriotic because I'm telling him to not reenlist and everything. And he was like, oh, freedom isn't free. And I kept on saying to him, actually, freedom is free. I was like, it's the mindset that people think they owe something to somebody. Right. You know, that somewhere along the line, you got to pay for it. You know, there's a dollar sign. And here, this is what you have to
pay. So what did it for you? What caused you to change your paradigm? Was it a book, a person?
Probably the Free State Project.
How did you
stumbling upon it on YouTube?
Awesome.
So
you were
there.
Were you in the Marines when you found the Free State Project?
Oh no. This is probably a year and a half after I got out.
Okay.
I actually stumbled upon it just out of a freak accident. So ever since then I've just kind of been hungry for information, you know.
So were you of a liberty mindset before finding the Free State Project, or was it the Free State Project that was your catalyst into the liberty movement?
I mean, I kind of was, but I really didn't know too much about it, you know. So I was kind of just tippy-toeing around the whole idea, and then as soon as I got more comfortable with the fact that, you know, I looked into sovereignty and everything else first.
Very cool.
But as soon as I stumbled upon all this information, it's just... You know, I was blown away by how much.
Yeah, I absolutely understand. I look forward to seeing you up here. Thank you, Shane, for the info. More coming up on the policing of the military.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are inviting you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian,
Pete,
and Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. Our bulletin board system awaits you with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, silly nonsense. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with a story that is revealing apparently a practice that's been going on for a while. According to Shane, who just called in from Connecticut, a former Marine, he said that he had this stuff happening, American police training the American military. He said that stuff was happening to him in Afghanistan when he was there. They were sending policemen over, paying them $200,000, having them train the military members there, and then sending them home after a certain period of time. And so now the NBC Los Angeles has written a story about this, how apparently they brought 70 members from Camp Pendleton, including, you know, people 23 years old, coming in, working with the cops, and basically learning how to be cops. Shane said that he learned how to toss people's houses and search through things and basically be a thug, beyond what he was trained to do for the military. And so I just think that this is very interesting that this is going on, as we've seen this convergence between the military and between the police for quite a while, and now it's kind of converging in a different direction. Usually it's the militarization of the police. Now it's the policization of the military, if you will. So there's more here to the story. Marines are changing their approach, by the way. They've realized that marching into towns in Afghanistan to show force alienates communities. Huh. They just not figured that one out?
They need big smiley faces on their chests.
Yeah, that'll make a difference, right?
I don't know if going to the LAPD is a place to remedy that.
Maybe if they painted their machine guns with a Hello Kitty paint scheme.
Have you seen that on the internet? It is an awesome-looking machine gun.
Instead, they're being taught to fan out with interpreters to strike up conversations with truck drivers, money exchangers, cell phone sellers, and others. The rapport building can net valuable information that could even alert troops about potential attacks. Marines can gather intelligence by picking up the notebooks, receipts, and other papers left behind in raids that could provide insight into the opium business the Taliban uses to buy their weapons, say Afghan experts.
I thought the United States military's standard operating procedure on the opium was to leave them alone at this point.
It doesn't sound like that. She told Marines before the LA patrols that they should follow the lead of some Afghans who have gone from using the term Mujahideen or holy warrior to identify the Taliban to calling them gangsters. That, she said, shows how fed up the villagers are with being extorted by them, and calling them gangsters will win them over. She said, think of the Taliban as the Sopranos in turbans. I think essentially they're criminals. Peters, who has, and maybe that's true. But the military is also criminal as well, because when you come in to somebody's home and you turn it upside down based on some sort of suspicion or a tip, you're a criminal. You are violating people's property. You're violating their rights. You're killing their friends. You're killing their family members. Anyway, Peters has written extensively about the Taliban being a criminal network, has been talking to troops across the country before they deploy to Helmand Province, a top opium-producing region. Afghanistan supplies 90% of the world's opium, the main ingredient of heroin, and is also the leading global supplier of hashish. Last year, opium seizures soared 924% because of better cooperation between Afghan and international forces. Well, that's going to do it. No more heroin for the rest of the world. I mean, they've seized... They're up 924%. That's pretty serious. So that pretty much killed... That must have killed the heroin trade.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right about that. So in the end, the police training mission is what will win the war, according to Marine Second Lieutenant Jared Seinballer, age 24, of Hastings, Minnesota, who spent the past 6 months training police in Afghanistan, but he acknowledged their police mission faces enormous challenges. He said that many recruits tested positive for drugs, arriving to work high on hashish if they came at all. Supervisors were believed to be skimming money off their officers' measly salaries, and one force had men from two tribes who could barely stand each other. And
I bet it's just barely stand each other too. Making sure we arm these guys for tribal warfare when we leave. You know, this is so nutty. The idea that even if you do whatever, what are they doing over there? I guess this is the question.
They're turning into cops, basically.
Right. Fighting
the war on drugs.
The estimates are between 50 and 100 Al Qaeda members in Afghanistan still. And these are people that are, to some extent, dirt poor nobodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say dirt poor, I don't mean dirt poor in the United States dirt poor. I mean dirt poor. They've got nothing but maybe, maybe a gun. Maybe they can, a few things that they carry in a backpack. Nothing. As I understand it, 1,000 to 2,000 Taliban members. Now, remember, the stated purpose of the war was never to do anything about the Taliban. It was to go in and get Osama bin Laden. The Taliban may be a abhorrent religious organization that runs that country, but there's abhorrent religious organizations that run all kinds of countries. So what's going to happen when the United States military pulls out?
Whatever
there's going to be the war between the Taliban and the current government there, where essentially they just run whatever that major city is, Kabul, at this point. And, whoever's going to win is going to win, and the United States is going to be, oh, well, we tried our best. We dumped trillions of our taxpayers' dollars into that country to solve the problem as if any of this solves any kind of problem.
Right. They're just going to claim they don't have enough resources to do it right. And, I mean, we really shouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is what governments do. They fail, and they just ask for more money, and then they try to extend, they grow their perceived legitimate authority as much as they can at each, real or proclaimed emergency, and they're just going to keep failing. So, it's terrible, but in some sense, it's going to cause some people to realize what's going on.
What do you mean they're going to keep failing? Jaron Seinballer, the second lieutenant here, says that it's the police training mission that's going to win the war. He is
win the war.
This is the
what
key.
Is the objective? I understand the idea of winning the war, but what's the objective?
That's a good question.
Don't ask him that.
Jared, what's the objective?
He is just certain that this is the key. This is what they've been missing the whole time, turning the military into police and then training the people there who are high on hashish how to be cops.
Yeah, very, very literally the world's policeman at this point.
So, and there's a little bit more. There's also the language barrier between the Marines and the Afghan police. But like most police work, getting past issues of trust and cultural differences begins with a brief encounter on the street. As Claire and Abbott, now this is back in L.A., cruised past a row of dilapidated homes, the police sergeant told him, notice how a person's walk and dress changes from street to street, and whether children are playing or hurrying by. Crime here increases with summer's heat, he said, encouraging Abbott to identify the violence trigger in Afghanistan, such as the end of the poppy harvest. What's happening, man? Said Claire, waving his hand out his window to a man who looked away in disgust. Now, wait a minute. I thought the beginning of the article said they... Didn't the beginning of this story say they've been making connections in the community and, like, everything is cool now between the cops and the people in yeah. L.A.?
Give me some dap, bro.
Right?
You know, this is pathetic.
I used to, when I was an intern in St. Paul Police, I rode with this guy for a little bit who... cruise this one neighborhood that was where they did a lot of prostitution things and stuff. And so he would take his radio and put it up, his CB radio speakers, PA, and put it up to the radio while I was playing, you know, some rap or whatever, and try to, like, be like, what's up, guys? Everybody walking by and stuff. And, like, some people did return his response, you know, but it was interesting.
He seems so desperate. Anyway, he told Abbott that if they're on the fence about police and they say hi back, then at least we've dealt with that issue. And if they don't, then at least I know who I'm dealing with around here.
You didn't say hi to me. You're going to have some trouble later, boy.
Abbott, following Claire's example, waved to a woman in the street, and she waved back.
Right. She's scared of getting shook down later.
Right. So when is it going to be expanded until they can lawfully, legal, you know, per the man-made legislation, stop somebody on the street and check everything they have or you know, do all these other things.
Right.
Set curfews like they've already done.
Because the person doesn't return their wave and you know, turns their head and clicks their tongue in disgust at them. I mean, well, that's probable cause to shake that guy down. And
sure. I mean, they're doing it in the, you know, New York subway, D.C. subway. They're checking bags, asking people to check bags, and they have cameras everywhere.
So really the question is, I mean, if they actually do pull troops out of Afghanistan, they're going to have to send them somewhere, right? And if they send them back here to the United States and they've got all this police training, then
right.
It's not a real big jump here to say, all right, let's put them in the streets. We've got an emergency, et cetera, et cetera. They'll just come up with some excuse. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. out. Stop standing in dirty bathwater. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features there are free. If you enjoy the program, you can support the show in various different ways. One of them is to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can, of course, buy virtually anything through Amazon. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, used items even, or if you go brand new, a lot of the brand new items have free Super Saver shipping as an option attached to them, so make sure you take advantage of that when you're over there. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer selling virtually anything. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, get what you need, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage.
If you want to set up a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your website with their free site builder tools and templates. Make sure that you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com today to receive your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want and start things out with Jason in Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Pete, and Mark, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
Doing well, buddy.
I am so glad that I got out of the military back in 2000 before all this stuff went down, because it just breaks my heart to hear the stuff that's going on. I do have an anecdotal story from a friend of mine that was a former Marine Corps officer. He told me a story about the Marines and the cops, why they shouldn't mix back in the L.A. riot days. I think it was the 90s. I used to live in Southern California at the time, and I do remember those very same Marines rolling up from Camp Pendleton on the I-5 freeway in their convoys. They were going up to those L.A. riots. And he told me that the Marines were split up. These are the young types. They were split up and given to a couple cops. And the cop was, I don't know where in the city of L.A., but he's basically heard some gunfire coming from a building around the second or third floor. So he told these young Marines, cover me. Well, okay. Marines think cover me equals suppression fire.
Right. So they started blasting at the building?
Yeah, they started lighting up the building with their Hello Kitty machine gun.
That is awesome.
Not if you're in the building.
No, it's such a funny conflict when it comes to these two organizations. For one means cover, means one thing, and another one means another thing. It sounds like a comic book.
Yeah, not to mention.
Yeah,
sorry. Go ahead, Jason.
So the cop got up there, and by the time he had gotten up there, thought he was being fired at from the window, but it was actually the Marines that were doing all the shooting.
Wow.
Go ahead, Pete.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, people who try to critique, let's say, the ideas of complete liberty, of self-ownership, of the voluntary society, they say, well, what about, you know, a private defense agency growing so large and monopolizing everything, but what do we have here today? Like, we see in the case we talked about earlier, and then this case, like, if one, let's say, arm of this gang is in trouble, the other arm of it comes and backs it up, irregardless of the laws it purports to enforce. You know, there's obvious clergy jurisdictional issues, and the folks who support these organizations and think that they're going to be our last vestige protecting us from, like, you know, a police state, I'm sorry to say, but I think that's too optimistic. I mean, that's why I think just communicating these ideas and having a peaceful evolution is the way to go. And sure, we can communicate with folks that are now employed in these occupations, you know, like through groups like Oath Keepers. And I know there's some good liberty activists that are thinking about putting some packages together to, you know, that aren't too hardcore, that they can still get under the military censors, but they can still get into some people's, you know, eyes and hopefully in their minds.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that probably this incident that I just described is probably part of the genesis of where this, you know, LAPD Marine Corps partnership even started to develop. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good thing. I mean, I wish that the Marines never went up to LA. And so that's the first problem that happened. But this is probably, they probably went back to their after action review and said, well, what are all the things that we did wrong? Oh, well, we had young soldiers shooting up windows because the cop told them to cover them. And I wish this training wasn't happening and the Marine Corps was never used in this capacity. But I think that we're going to see this again.
As Shane had pointed out, this has been going on longer than the media has been aware of it. In fact, it's been unannounced up until this point. They finally went out to the media and said, hey, look what we're doing. And, of course, that's because they know the media will write puff pieces about it.
Yeah, and if we talk about the cross-training between police and military, I mean, it's definitely ramped up in the past couple few decades with the war on drugs. It was the first thing to get rid of the Posse Comitatus Act that said, you know, troops can't be used internally. They made exceptions for the war on drugs. And then, you know, we saw them used more and more for cross-training. We saw them used at Waco. They simulated raids on a facility they made at a military base, and military hardware was used. You remember Janet Reno referred to a tank as a good rent-a-car? I mean, so these are things that we've seen historically,
man,
and it's
horrible.
Just, that's why I'm glad that all of us and a lot of the folks listening are vocal about this stuff.
Jason, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I do want to slip this right into the talk about the Fed real quick. I think that we will see riots again in the United States, and I think that's because there's going to be a lot of money coming off the sidelines. Today I was about throwing a coffee mug at my TV set when I saw Fed Governor Duke. I don't know what her first name is, but she was on CNBC this morning, and she said, even though the banks have about $1.3 trillion in reserves, and I talked about that a couple nights ago, the agency can't do anything to persuade them to loan the money to businesses, and that is just a bold-faced lie. The Fed can always make that money come off the sidelines by simply imposing a penalty for storing digital money in their vault.
Well, that's not really persuasion. I mean, she did use the term persuade. Persuade means to convince someone without using the threat of force.
Yeah,
so
if they jack that fee for storing the money up to 10%, that money will fly off the sidelines. But I think that that's how you get riots in the U.S. So
that's not force, Ian. If the fee for storing at the Federal Reserve, she is the Federal Reserve chairman of some state or one of the regions or another. So that's not coercion.
No. They're storing the banks already have the money. And they're just holding on to it.
They're holding on to it with the Federal Reserve, right, Chris?
They're storing it in the Fed's digital vault. So basically, it's basically set as reserves at the Fed. The Fed can get that money to leave, unlike what she says, by simply charging them a fee to the point where it would bankrupt them if they kept their money there. So It's a lie.
It's not forced. It's not forced in the same way that the government forces us, because clearly the banks have consented to working with the Fed, but it's changing the deal on them. Their deal now.
The interest rates aren't nailed down. You can change the deal anytime you want when it comes to interest rates.
Are they paying money?
It's like a month-to-month lease on a renter.
So are they paying right now?
They're paying 0.25%. So, but the banks are still losing money because they're paying more to depositors.
Well, what would you call that? If it's not Mark, if it's not coercion and not persuasion, then what is that? Because it's not persuasion.
It is. Well, they're not really attempting to persuade them, and all it is incentivizing people to do what you want. I mean, if you want more money, if you want your renter to move out, you raise the rent on them. They may move out, right?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. You can dial in toll-free, bring up what you want. Let's talk to Eric in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, it's crazy talking, Jew-hating, wishing he was raping you instead of the bankers raping you, Eric. Yeah.
Here you are.
I love that you're talking about economics right now, but your understanding of it. I'm not trying to be inflammatory, and I understand why you guys would use that kind of language towards somebody that is actually able to expose the reality, because it's a painful reality.
What kind of language are you referring to?
Crazy talking and inferring
well,
that...
Well, lay it on us. Let's quit the suspense.
And in insinuating that because I don't like the fact that if you have a dollar in your pocket right now, somebody's making money off of that dollar. Do you understand that?
That's the feds can print more dollars and therefore make money off of it by withdrawing the value from the dollar in my pocket.
They're collecting interest on that dollar right now. That's in your pocket.
The Federal Reserve is collecting interest on the dollar that was issued by the U.S. Treasury. You're right about that.
And it was loaned to somebody who's paying interest. And if they're not paying interest, it's accruing. And they plan on taxing it out of you later. Okay, that's not a dividend. A dividend is a legitimate form of interest. Okay? Usury is not. Are you following me by any chance? Making money off of that dollar in your pocket, that should be illegal. I mean, if you knew how wrong that was.
Tell you what, I'll bring it back here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here with your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.